And we're being joined now by three members of the Knoxville volleyball team. Three of the six seniors, Marley McKay, Amy Sullivan, and Alyssa Vasky. Ladies, thanks for joining us. First of all, I want to talk about this week. I'll start with you, Marley. No matches. All you're doing is practicing. What's that been like so far this week?
I think this week is a really good week for us just to improve on the things that we need to work on. I think that we've had a really good energy the two practices that we've had, and I think it's just going to be a fun week. We're doing dress-up days, and I think it's just a really good week to just like keep things high energy when things are hard because we don't have games and stuff.
And I know, Amy, she mentioned, dress-up days and theme days, kind of keeping things, a little more fun rather than just the doldrums of practice.
Yeah, we love dressing up because it's always like who can dress the best, and then you always want to beat each other, and it makes it really fun at practice. And it's fun to see what Molly's wearing too.
As she says it a little bit louder, because Molly is in. Alyssa, I'll ask you this. So far, first part of the season, 7-1. What kind of a start do you think this team's out to? Pretty good now.
I think we're starting good. Hopefully we finish good and can stay good throughout the whole season and stay positive.
Now, all of you girls were wearing purple or some shade of when I walked into practice, and there is a theme behind this. One of your teammates got some really, really good news recently.
Yeah, we have a freshman on our team, and she just ended up beating cancer as of early last week. Her name is Lexi Coons, and I believe it was lymphoma, so we're all just wearing purple. We all got wristbands at the beginning of the season that said Lexi's Warriors, and yeah, so.
And, of course, she wasn't at practice. The JV on Tuesday had a quad or some tournament in Pleasantville. Let's talk about the season right now. Amy, how has this season gone for the ladies so far?
This season has gone really well so far. We're having a lot of fun playing together, and our energy is really good, and it's really positive. And we're really excited to see how this year works out.
And Coach Kaichus has said that this is a pretty well-knit team, Marley. And obviously you've been around this program for 4 years now. How close is this team with everybody?
I mean, the six seniors of us, we've all been playing since going into seventh grade on club team, so we've been playing like all sports together for a really long time, and we're all just like we have that really good connection. And then I'd say like we're super welcoming to the like freshmen. We love the freshmen, hanging out with them. They're super fun to be around, and of course the sophomores and juniors are super cool too.
Now, Alyssa, as a senior, how much are you being asked to kind of lead these newer players and the younger players this year on how to play and how to do everything?
Just to like make sure you're staying positive and cheering everyone else up, and make sure everyone else is staying positive too.
And I know Coach also has told me that everybody is really expected to do their part this year. I mean, you don't have that one superstar athlete like you did last year. What's that like, maybe doing a little extra this year to help the team?
I'd say a main takeaway from that would be like do your part on and off the court. So even if you don't, like even if you're not playing and stuff, like bring the energy on the bench. And even if you're not having like amazing like kills, like still bring that energy, like hype everyone up when we do something good.
Amy, I know I've seen the hashtag, I think, grit and attitude or grit and gratitude on a lot of the tweets from the volleyball Twitter. Where did that come from?
So usually at the beginning of our season, we always come up with words that we want our season to be like. And this year, grit and gratitude were our main two words that we wanted to focus on. And we always want to have grit because we always just want to do our best and work as hard as we can. And we have gratitude this year because we're really thankful to be even playing right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask all of you this. This has been one of by far the strangest year of your lives and of everybody's lives. What is it like? And Marley, I'll ask you, day to day at school, everybody's got to wear a mask. And you were telling me you can't take it off except for a drink. So is it something you're kind of used to, or is it still kind of, okay, we got to wear these things even though?
I mean, it's still weird, like seeing like little kids on the bus, like all wearing their masks and stuff. But, like, it's just something we're just going to have to get used to, I think, because if we want to have a full senior year of sports and activities, I think it's something we're just going to have to push through.
And speaking of, all three of you, fall sports was the first varsity sport you were in for almost 5 months, because, you know, Marley, you were in basketball. Amy, you lost your spring. Alyssa, you lost your spring. What was it like to finally get back in here and to play a sport?
It felt really good. Just getting back into the gym and actually having something to do was just like, like, you don't have to lay on the couch all day and stuff, or like just stay around your family. I mean, don't get me wrong, love my family, but sometimes it's good to see other faces and stuff.
Amy, what about you? You obviously lost your golf season, a very disappointing thing, but, you know, back in here for volleyball and, you know, being, you know, in this season now.
It's so nice to be back here playing sports with all my friends. I really missed everyone, and I missed Molly too. Haven't seen her all summer and spring. But, yeah, it was really nice to come back and finally be able to do something and be together.
And Alyssa, I know you were disappointed to lose your junior tennis season, but, you know, what's it like being back in here with seeing all your teammates and your friends, who some of you probably didn't see for, you know, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, it's nice to see everyone again and be able to talk to them every day.
Well, I know, you know, going forward as the season, and, you know, like we said, it's a weird week for you ladies, but when you get back at it on the September 22nd down at Davis County, South Central Conference is one goal. What's some other goals that this team wants to achieve this year?
We're state. We want to obviously go to state this year, so we're 3A this year, so there won't be any buys because it's in 3A, but we just really want to, in season, have a really good just, like, set up for the postseason, and then we just want to stay positive, like, through the beginning and end, because sometimes the season can get long and, like, being together every day. So just keep that positivity all the way through the season.
Amy, what about you? What's some goals that everybody wants to accomplish here?
Well, we really want to focus on our Saturday tournaments too, being positive and having lots of energy and coming out winning those tournaments. And then we obviously just want to keep ourselves motivated for the postseason.
Alyssa gets the last word. What about some goals that you're thinking about this year?
I think one of our goals was win weekend tournaments and try and do good in those.
All right, ladies, thanks a lot for joining us. Knoxville Volleyball seniors Marley McKay, Amy Sullivan, and Alyssa Vasky.